بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers, friends in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we are approaching the day of Eid, going through the months of Hajj, many discussion revolves around the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, up in the lineage of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We say millata abikum Ibrahim, that we follow the creed, the millah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam in the ayat of the Quran, that inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. That Ibrahim alayhi salam was an ummah. We know if a few people are sitting together, we'll call that a group and a jama'at. And if there is multiple, much more than that, we'll see there's a gathering of musallis. And if it's much more than that, and it's a big amount, then only do we classify it and call it an ummat. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to one single individual, one personality. That Ibrahim alayhi salam is ummah. He is an ummah, one personality. The muhaddisin explain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifying one personality, Ibrahim alayhi salam, as ummatan. One explanation is that he was mu'allimun nas al-khayr. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was dispensing good to the people. There was only khayr, goodness in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And some mufassirin explain that he was known as ummah, one individual, for he was jami'un li khisalil khayr. One individual who was an embodiment of many good deeds, traits and qualities. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, if we look into his life, then he served as a father to his son. And there is immense lesson in that interaction between father and son that we can bring within ourselves. Ibrahim alayhi salam is an ummah, as a Nabi for his ummah and his nation, then that also is brimming with advice for us, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the advice he had given. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as a husband to his wife, the worry and the concern he had for every single individual around him, whether it be his wife, the child, whether it be his father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that worry, that concern, that fikr that he had, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him to give da'wah to his father. He gives da'wah to his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Ibrahim, now you have to leave it into the hands of Allah. Whatever is to play out, be happy with the decision and leave your father. Ya Allah, if that is your command, he was ready to do that. Ready to abandon his father, to leave that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is not embracing the deen, he is not accepting the da'wah of Islam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is ready. So in different fronts, we find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there's many lessons we can glean and bring within ourselves. The ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, remember, is society, a progressive, a healthy society and an environment. This is a collection of individuals. Every person that comes to the masjid makes up the gathering. Every single individual is important. And what makes up the ummah? Every individual makes up the ummah. But what will breed a healthy society and an environment? It's every individual who comes, the environment he has in his home, the tarbiyat and the nurturing that comes from home, the value systems that are shared in the precincts of the home is what he carries and he brings to the masjid. If the environment in the house is that of good qualities, where the father is really worried, concerned, every turn he's there to advise, to give nasiha, he's there for the interest of the good traits and qualities of his children, throughout the journey he's helping him, giving him a helping hand. You see, boy, that's not how we talk. That's not how we talk to people. You need to ask Allah for forgiveness, and if you have the heart, go ask that man for forgiveness. And the person in the house, if there is an environment where the father is saying, for a simple example, you see, there's different people in the house. You can't be complaining that the aircon is too high or too low. Let it be medium so every person can enjoy it. You can't have it how you want it. And you can't say, well, it's too hot, I'm going to my room and on yours to 16. You have to enjoy the environment that you are in and accept every person. Then when that individual comes to the masjid, there's no complaints. There's no complaints. How come this is on and why that's so cold? And you'll don't know. He wouldn't complain because that value system is what he comes from home with. Then there's no complaining in the masjid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that Ibrahim alayhi salam, that ideal home. Inna Ibrahima kana ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the 13th juz of the Quran, the third last page, if you open up, third last page, what a beautiful dua he makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his milk suckling son in the barren lands of Makkah Mukarrama, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now orders him to leave them and to go out in the path of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam turns to Allah, he makes dua. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا. He submits to Allah. His dua is full of humility. He says, oh my Allah, I've left my children بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ, as per your command, in a barren land. غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ, no source of survival. There's no birds even hovering the skies of Makkah Mukarrama, better known in those days as Bakka, for there's no water. How there can ever be a tree that's going to grow? Ya Allah, I'm leaving them here as per your command. But oh my Allah, Rabbana liyuqimu salah. My worry and concern, the land can be barren, but his heart must be filled with love for your house and importance of salah. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ salah. So the lesson for every one of us, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not against you advancing in the world, becoming the scientists of the time and the super specialists of the age. We don't mind the deen of Allah, there is leeway within reason and mashwara, no problem. Person wants to qualify and he wants to enjoy whatever he has, his profession. He wants to study something, no problem. The deen is not averse to that. But the lesson in this ayah, in this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, yes, you can go and study within mashwara. But the yaqeen needs to be on Allah. that, oh my Allah, Rabbana, first deen must come in my life. First thing, deen must be in my life. How many youngsters don't we meet nowadays that they have studied, some have become doctors, some are already doctors, some waiting to write the exam. We know what's happening. We already know how many years of backlog there is. And this one, he's already a qualified doctor. He says, Mulana, no job. There's really no job. I have to think of going overseas. I really have to think about it. Another youngster we met last week, he says, Mulana, I'm trying to get some, I want to specialize, but I can't. For whatever reasons, we know better. So he says, but I can't specialize. If I need to specialize, I have to leave South Africa. But he's qualified, yet there were two sons. One was very sharp, brilliant. Father said, you become doctor. Other one was not too well when it comes to his academics. The father started taking out extra money by, in case anything needs to happen to me, at least I got one extra envelope for him of money. Because he's not doing too well, he may not qualify, he'll open up one shop, whatever money he makes, but I got an envelope and I wrote his name on there to see that is his gift. Subhanallah, the one who's got the shop is paying the school fees for the one who's the doctor. He's got no job. Why? This is from Allah. That the lesson for us, that Ibrahim alayhi salam said, the land can be barren. My son cannot have a degree, no problem, barren. He doesn't have qualification. But oh my Allah, liyuqimu salah. Let salah be the focal point of his life. Let salah be in his life. So that's the first dua. Second, warzuqhum min al-thamarat. Oh my Allah, you bless them with the fruit of the world. And I'm sure you can bail me out on this, that the export quality oranges, fruit of South Africa, you'll eat in Makkah Mukarrama. Here it's not, you're not going to eat it. You'll eat it there. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua. Ya Allah, the fruit of the world must come to Makkah Mukarrama. Ibrahim alayhi salam was mustajabu da'wat. He was a Nabi. He could have made dua. Oh my Allah, Makkah is a barren land. Make it fertile. He could have made dua. But the dua is, oh my Allah, Makkah mustn't become fertile. Let the whole world work for my progeny to enjoy and eat in the barren lands. So the lesson we learn, ulama explain and say, whenever we're making dua for our rizq, two very important duas. Oh my Allah, let my rizq and rozi come with ease. Let it come with ease. I mustn't be running around. Why do I have to even sit in that business class to go foreign and to make that money? Let that same money come without me even traveling. With ease. Number two, oh my Allah, it must come with afiat. That money must come, that rozi, with afiat. If it's not with afiat, you'll be running around trying to hide yourself from the kidnappers. Must come with afiat. Two important things. And generally we also make dua just on a point as we are on it. We say, Allah give you long life. Be careful. Allah give you long life with afiat, with good deeds. Because long life also is, I mean, a person is advanced in age, you're a burden to others, you can't stand up and everything is paining. Yes, with afiat and with good deeds. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, first he makes dua for salah for his children. Number two, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. You bless them with the fruit of the world. Number three, O my Allah, when you bless them with the produce and the fruits of the land, the riches of the world, O my Allah, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. So they be appreciative of your bounties. That they make shukr. So there's no problem. Person can have a luxurious car, a palatial home, but that must be a reason to make shukr to Allah. That must be a reason to make shukr to Allah, that, oh my Allah, I thank you for this bounty. And use the bounty in uplifting others use the bounty in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain and say from these three du'as, we learn a very important lesson that was the vision and the mindset of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was his vision for his children? And that's the vision we all need to share as fathers, as important role models in our home, that there has to be a vision. We can't just be important people in the home without a vision. He says, oh my Allah, this is the vision in my home. And that's the vision we need to be having in home, that the son needs to realize, irrespective of the situation and what we are doing, when it is salah time, drop all tools and we're going for salah. If that is understood, then we see that environment of the children, worrying to be in the masjid, heart sore if he misses his salah, wanting to be there for salah. When that's the vision of the father. But sometimes the converse of it is noticed, is realized, that the father is someone who, come what may, he needs to know what's the latest. What's the latest score? How many minutes finished already? So the father, he wouldn't take out his phone because we're sitting in a social gathering. So he'll just make some ishara to his son. You see, still 1-1. Okay. And they carry on with the discussion. Or he'll do some ishara. So the father, then he says, who scored? Now if that's going to be the mindset, that son knows, my father, irrespective, this is his life. He needs to know what's the score. As long as I give him the score, I'm in his good books. I can miss my salah, I can do other things, but I must give him his score. And I have to show him that. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, the vision that we learn, that from these three du'as, number one, he made du'a for deen, salah. Number two, he made du'a for the dunya and the rizq and sustenance. And number three is that the dunya is for deen. So the first du'a is deen related. The third one is also deen. Ulama say the dunya is sandwiched in between responsibilities of the deen. Our dunya has to be in between. It has, yes, a small portion and worry and concern for the dunya. But we start our day on the deen. We end our day on the worry and concern of the deen. And in between is dunya. In between. So, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ Ibrahim alayhi salam, the vision of Ibrahim alayhi salam in this dunya. Another lesson in Ibrahim alayhi salam is that he made efforts that his wife be on the same page as himself. That his worry and concern was the deen of Allah, the happiness of Allah, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ But that was shared with his wife. For this reason, Ibrahim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made dua for that husband who wakes up his wife at tahajjud salah. And for that wife who wakes up the husband at tahajjud salah. Either one of them wakes up early, so they wake up the other to say it's tahajjud time. And alhamdulillah, they say in Arabic, الشِّتَاءُ رَبِيعُ الْمُؤْمِنِ That winter is the spring of a believer. Subhanallah, now it's hard to miss tahajjud salah. It's difficult to miss it. It's hard. Why? Because tahajjud salah, you can be reading till 22 minutes past. Okay, let's say 20 past. 5:20 comfortable, you'll be able to read your tahajjud salah. And then within a few minutes, it's time to come for the fajr salah. So it's difficult to miss tahajjud. And that was the secret weapon of all the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahajjud salah. One youngster wasn't getting place in university. He wanted to study. Wasn't getting place. So he made mashwara. He spoke to certain people. When Maulana told him, he says, oh, you have good intentions, etc. Whatever be the case. He says, start waking up for tahajjud salah. Start waking up for tahajjud salah. After just a month or so, he got his reply. And then he says, Mulana, the secret is tahajjud salah. Is the arrow that never misses his target, he said. This is his words. That the arrow that never misses its target is the dua at tahajjud time. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that worry and concern also for our salah and for the salah of our progeny. But the worry, Ibrahim alayhi salam, that the wife must be on the same page. Remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his young milk suckling son Ismail alayhi salam. And there were visits in between, not for very long. But the one visit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights in the ayat of the Quran, the main one, that Ibrahim alayhi salam comes back. When he comes back, Ismail alayhi salam is of an age of benefit.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ.
Tells his son, I had a dream, I'm slaughtering you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What's your take on the matter? What's your opinion? Son says, يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. You can slaughter me. From here we understand that the mother and the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam shared the same values. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam was out in the path of Allah. Yet when he comes back, he finds a son totally submissive to the commands of Allah. Totally submissive. Most of the time of the child is spent with the mother and not with the father. Most of the time. That's why we say the first lap of learning is the mother. So the importance for every one of us, that when we go home, the message we hear in the Jumu'ah, we go home and we transmit that message. We sat for the Thursday majlis. We heard something. We take that message. Because as males, we are more fortunate with the opportunities in the masjid. Yes, they would hear over the receiver. They would hear in different platforms. But we are blessed that there are always those opportunities where we are learning, interacting, meeting an alim. We see someone, we meet someone, we go on for an ijtima', the Jummah, all the time there's opportunities. Now that message has to go home. And the children are very, very absolutely sharp on this. If the father and the mother do not share the same values, if they are not on the same page, then the child will use one parent against the other. If you're not on the same page, then the child knows, no, Papa, this is his weak point. When I need something related to that department, I'll go to Papa. Papa, what you feel? Don't worry. I'll sort it out. And if you need certain things from the mother, then you know how to get it. They know very well. Why? Because mother and father are not on the same page. They don't share the same values. That's important for us, for a functional home, that the father and the mother, the parents, be on the same page. We share the same values. Because if the father is going to be hard, he says, no, we are not going until you don't learn your sabak. And if the mother says, no, you'll come back in the night and learn, then already it's a broken effort. That's not going to work. That by the time you come back late in the night and the sun is, but Papa, I'm very tired now, I'll learn Fajr time. Okay, I'm going to wake you up early. Papa overslept. Sabak gone. So we have to be on the same page. Very important. And the third lesson, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not dish out orders. He never tell his son Ismail, come here, lie down, fiskibla, I'm going to slaughter you. Look at the message. It's brimming with love. That Ibrahim alayhi salam addresses his son and he says, Ya Bunay. In Arabic, Ibni is my son. He doesn't say, oh my son. He says, Ya Bunayya. Oh my most beloved son. The law of the world is what you give is what you'll get. If you show respect, you will earn respect. You won't need to demand it. He says, oh my beloved son. What was the response? Ya Abati. In Arabic, Abi is father. Ya Abati, oh my most beloved father. You showed the love, you got the love. So he engages with him. He says, oh my son, inni ara fil manam. I had a dream that I was slaughtering you. Fandur madha tara. He wants to see the level of commitment and submission from his son. So he says, oh my son, what do you take? What's your take on this? What you feel? What's your opinion? Madha tara. So the son, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. Do as you commanded. He didn't tell him, this is the command of Allah, you have to do this. No, he engages with him. And that's very important, vital, critical for us. That from a young age, there has to be the tarbiyat, where we beg into the brains of our children and say, listen, beta, let's go for Fajr Salah. What you feel, what time you must leave? I'm not asking whether you're coming or not. What time you think we must leave? So you have to have little hikmat and wisdom, and you have to bring them to the party. Draw them to the table to see, wait, hold on. See, we've got this and we've got that. What you think? We're going to be musafir, we're going to Johannesburg. Either we leave this time, we'll get Jumu'ah Salah. What you feel? Papa, we musafir, don't worry about Jumu'ah. Now you already understood the child's mind. Yeah, you musafir, there is a discount, but we can make it. If we can make it and he wants to make it, subhanallah, the tarbiyat is on the right track now. He said, no, 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 Papa, let's stop harassment. We are gonna stop this. So we'll fill up one time and we'll read Salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability, that there is that interaction, and it is critical at this stage and juncture that we find ourselves in. Alhamdulillah, we are over, but we are not over the problem. We over only the month, which they call the month of pride. The month of where people had to come out and say, this is who I am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. But that home in which the father is not an active father, in which there isn't engagement, is this what you need? You haven't paid 200. Wait, who are you going? Okay, 500. If you're just going to be allowing them to do things and we are not controlling, there's no parental control on what's happening, then the stories are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. That even in the maktab recently, one of the girls in the maktab, he says, Appa, young girl, her name, young girl is saying, Appa, can I marry my friend Sumaya? Hey, wait, hold on. We'll speak about this some other time. So the Appa went home. He said, what's happening over here? No, nothing. My daughter can't be. He said, listen, do some homework. There's something not right. Definitely something's not right. Eventually the mother got into the brains, into the mind of the child. Wait, hold on, Fatima, where you got all this from? But mommy, you give me your phone and I watch those comics. That's where I learned it from. From there, something so innocent, which we thought was innocence. From there, they're learning all these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, brothers. It's a time, very serious, dangerous times. We have to take these lessons of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every one of us. Keep us with afiyat wa akhir da'wanan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.